News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, we're sitting here in the, I almost said the most studio studio, which is what I call when I'm back home. But no, we're sitting here in Senator Del Marsh's office in the State House in Montgomery right now. Just had a school choice day rally outside, 155 or so people. It was amazing, too. And many of them kids, which was just great, carrying signs saying, you know, we education matters, my education matters. Love that. Had a chance to speak to the group. And then coming inside to set up the mobile studio, if you will, and I'm pleased to be joined right now by the only gubernatorial candidate who was with us today at the school choice rally, former ambassador to Slovenia under the Trump administration, Lindy Blanchard. Madam Ambassador, thanks for coming on.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Phil.
Well, absolutely. And I think one of the things that really struck me about you being there today is you've been a school choice advocate long before you were a candidate for office.
A long time. I've educated 7 children in this state.
7?
7, and I still have 3 in public school. And I'm privileged enough that we moved to Pike Road when we heard there was a great school system, whereas you and I both know that not everyone in this state can do that,
right?
Move to a great school system. And so as governor candidate and hopefully next governor, I plan to focus on that and see that all the children have the same opportunity. We have run the gamut. We have done homeschool. We have private school. We have done public school. I have partnered with 2 charter schools. And, of course, we have also done in this environment COVID school.
Yeah. I think the whole world's done COVID school,
yeah.
But I think that's also what's awakened a lot of parents. I mean, I think the world of COVID, if there's anything that I think that is going to be of benefit, if you can find a way to say that about COVID world, has been that it has awakened a lot of parents to things that they had no idea were or were not happening in their child's education.
Exactly. You have to get engaged with that environment, and then you learn what your students are learning, which sometimes can be very alarming.
Yeah, it's very alarming, and I think that's part of what drove some things here in the state. I talked earlier in the show before you came in the room about families in Mountain Brook that went down to their school board and said, we just found out about this curriculum that is very social justice oriented. We want it out.
Yes.
That same curriculum is in Huntsville. But let me ask you this. So my understanding, too, is that you have had what I would call some skin in the game. In some way, you said partnered with 2 charter schools, but
yes.
When you say partner, you actually were assisting with getting them started. Am I correct?
Yes. You know, they look for family partners to begin charter schools, and we jumped in on 2, 1, Adullam House and Wetumpka, which we've been partners with Adullam House for quite a long time. And then the other is right here in downtown Montgomery, Valiant Cross. And my son's still on the board.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great. And that's an amazing testament. So tell me, in your perspective, why is it necessary? What are you looking at when you look at school choice? Why, I guess, is the overall picture. Let's go with there first.
Well, I really got involved personally when my girls, before we left to work for President Trump abroad, my girls asked me to help them with their math. And I'm a math major from Auburn, straight out of the science building and computer minor. And I did the problem with them. And they said, Mom, you're not doing it right. And I said, oh, yes, I am. This is the same math that got us to the moon. This is right. And, you know, I'd always heard about Common Core, but never really been a part of it. And that's when I knew we needed to dig deeper and try and figure out why in the world our students are being taught like this.
Well, and being taught like this, and oh, by the way, you mentioned math. In the national rankings, we're not 50th, we're
52nd.
This just boggles the mind.
It's jaw-dropping. It is jaw-dropping. We are a science and technology state. We have NASA. We've gotten people to the moon. We have this wonderful port that has great companies like Alstel and Lockheed Martin, and here we are, last in math. We are not going to be able to provide services for these big companies in the state if we can't make change, do math, and read.
No, that's exactly right. You do not want to see industry either turn away
exactly.
or have to import their smart people.
Exactly.
You know, it shouldn't be that way.
And we actually, talking about importing people, we have brain drain here in the state because the graduates that we're graduating in university settings, whether it be bachelor degree and or doctoral, most students, after they get this degree, are leaving this state within 1 to 5 years. So 50% of bachelor degrees do it in 1 and 5 years, or 67% of doctorals. So we have brain drain.
Well, you're running for governor.
Yes.
And the governor is the de facto head of the state school board. You know, the school board association, that's not the school board, but the school board association does not like school choice. They've come out in opposition to almost every attempt to have school board or school choice of various components. There's ESAs, there's vouchers, there's charter schools, there's open enrollment, all the different versions. I can't ever seem to find them liking something. The state school board, usually, you know, they might vote one way or another, but typically they try to stay out of the fight because they don't want to rock the boat, it seems like. Mm-hmm. If you are a governor of this state, what is it you're bringing to the fight with education? Do you have a platform plan that you look at and say, nowhere to go but up, here's what we're going to do?
Exactly, nowhere to go but up. So you try something new, which my first order would be to rip out Common Core. I feel like that's the common denominator in how our students are failing. Our numbers started going down right after Common Core was introduced in 2009. And Ivy was around in the scene in 2010. So we need to start out with ripping out Common Core and then focus on how we can help the individual student succeed. While I've been traveling the state, we are not even educating seniors that can get into the workforce development. So my focus certainly will be workforce development with our high school seniors, because a lot right now don't have hope for the future because they feel like they're not able to do a 2-year degree nor a 4-year. And they're dropping out early. And if we can start them on a workforce development area in high school, we're not going to lose that population. And I'll focus on that.
I think that's a worthy plan. And I was proud to, as a state senator when I was here, I was the lead sponsor for a dual enrollment bill that does allow some to do a 2-year degree or certification, if you will, while they're also in high school. But that's not, it's underutilized and it can be certainly enhanced.
We saw it first in Opelika, and now I've traveled the state and seen it in two other areas. The program is great. The students are on fire in those programs. And if we can mimic that across the state, it's a win-win for all.
Well, so what about other aspects of our K-12 program? I mean, would you be in favor of and some call it open enrollment, where your zip code does not confine you. You can go to where you want to go as long as there's capacity to accept you. And then others are talking about right now this bill, Senate Bill 140, which has gotten a lot of controversy, and it seems to be stalling as we speak. But Senate Bill 140 would literally say the tax dollars follow the child. How do you feel about those things?
I like them both. I think, you know, just like we both know, you worked in the area that bills go in one way and they come out another. Certainly, I always want to follow the child and help the child succeed. I am 100% school choice. Parents know best. Since I homeschooled, I would not want the government coming into my home to tell me how to educate my child and what to do as well, though. So I understand some of the trepidations from the homeschoolers not wanting that, because that is definitely overreach.
Well, no, I think the homeschoolers are probably not going to wind up being in whatever bill may get to final debate for that very reason.
Which is good to hear.
Yeah, and I think that homeschoolers' alarm at the possibility of having a testing or oversight capacity from the state is exactly the reason why they left the state school. So,
yes.
Or very often is. Well, Madam Ambassador, we got just a couple minutes here. Can I switch gears on you real quick?
Great. Go ahead.
You were ambassador to Slovenia.
I was.
And I'm watching right now just the amazing news as we see the embassy being evacuated in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, you and I were talking offline just a minutes ago before we went on the air. Your thoughts as you watch an embassy getting evacuated based upon your experiences, what's running through your mind on that?
What's running through my mind is, please don't do it like they did Afghanistan, because that was a debacle.
Yeah.
And that was heart-wrenching, and we were all taught how to do that. But this wouldn't happen under President Trump because he was feared and revered abroad and in this country. And we have lost respect for the United States worldwide just because of the way things have been done. And I look forward to hopefully flipping the House and the Senate this next election and working with a strong group of Republicans that are like-minded that can lock down this country.
Well, governors have that authority to sometimes speak into the issue, and we've seen a lot of that in COVID world also. Yeah. If anything else, we've seen what state-level leadership can do if it chooses to.
The governor is the first line of defense against federal government overreach.
Well, Madam Ambassador, thank you for being here today on Right Side Radio. Appreciate you. I know you're going to try and make the round, see some more folks here in the State House, but
yes,
we appreciate
sir.
You stopping by and seeing us and supporting school choice,
thank
too.
You. Thank you, Phil.
All right,
thank you so much.
All right, Copper, move us to a break. We're going to do that. When we come back, now I got more people lined up. I know for a fact Representative Charlotte Meadows, one of our frequent flyers here on Right Side, is going to be on at 3:30. We're going to wind up having Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth. We got more that are going to pop in and out. I'm looking forward to it. School choice. We're talking about doing something better for our kids. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.